As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's another Picard TV Talk, and this is Bo here. How's it going? So I think I need to start this off by just, saying what I have said before. I am entering into the world of Picard as what Star Trek fans would call a filthy casual. I did not grow up on TNG. In fact, I've never actually watched TNG. I mean, I've watched episodes of TNG because there's so many of them. You know, sometimes it might pop up here, there, or otherwise, but I've never watched it. You know what I mean? I'm familiar with Deep Space Nine, and I have watched most of Deep Space Nine, specifically the episode guide that kind of gets you past the boring stuff. Okay, if I haven't offended everybody yet, then this will definitely do the trick. I was a big fan of Voyager. I loved the Voyager back in the day. Like it was my favorite of all the Star Treks. Although I do really love Strange New Worlds. I've been enjoying that as well. But my point is, I do not have a deep knowledge of Star Trek, but I am loving Star Trek Picard Season 3. Like, it's been awesome. It's been ticking like a lot of boxes for me in terms of the DS9 connections, the Voyager connections. It's a lot of fun, and I know enough about TNG to be dangerous. But, and this is where I wanted to kind of specify before diving into it, since I don't have that kind of deep institutional knowledge, when somebody like Rolaren pops on the scene, for a lot of folks, for like a lot of Star Trek fans, y'all are going crazy. And I'm like, who dis? And so, you know, I want to just kind of let you know I'm looking at this episode through that lens. Not to say I didn't like the episode. I liked it quite a bit. I thought it was a fantastic episode. And I want to kind of give the perspective of someone who had no clue who this character was prior to this episode. But almost instantly, it becomes clear this is somebody who Picard has a ton of feelings for. This is somebody who he felt very betrayed by. I mean, I know I'm just stating the obvious, but I feel like that really came across. The tension that existed between the two, when they first kind of see each other on the bridge or on the hallway or whatever it is, like from a viewer, you clearly and instantly get it. Like, okay, these two have history. And then as they continue to kind of engage and talk about what's going on, you realize, oh no, they don't just have history. They got history. Like, these two people hurt each other in pretty major ways, which is kind of awesome the way in which they structured their debate and just the tension that exists between the two. A lot of times when we see two characters in tension like this, we as an audience, I think, are supposed to connect with one versus the other. Great example is you got Seven versus Captain, Jerk guy over here, right? Like, we like Seven. We love Seven. We're going to stand with Seven. We see that this guy has pain. He's got problems with the Borg, but he's allowing that prejudice to influence his relationship with her. And it, therefore, it's kind of clear whilst we can empathize with his situation, we're on Seven's side. As we kind of dive into the interpersonal workings here between Ro and Jean-Luc, like, it's not clear who the good guy or the bad guy is. I don't even think from an audience standpoint, we're supposed to really, like, stand hard for Picard in this standoff between the two. You almost kind of find yourself standing with her. And that, for me, again, as an audience member who really doesn't fully understand what her background is, that's how well they wrote this interaction. That even somebody who does not know who she is can connect instantly, even to the point where you're kind of on her side. It's clear that these two are equal weighted in the damage that was done to each other. And oh my goodness, I mean, she went out with a bang. That's not meant to be a... pun, as I just now realize, but like, no, like what a massive like sacrifice there at the tail end as they're trying, you know, she's been clearly gathering intel on this rise of the changelings that's happening from inside the organization, that everything is compromised. It's revealed that she has been Worf's handler in all of this. So perhaps she has connection to section 38 or 12 or 13 or whatever the number is. And you almost kind of get with just, again, like just kind of to compare with relationships from previous episodes, the way in which our characters are going to be able to survive whatever's going on with the changelings is by understanding their mutual history. You know what I mean? Like, and not just like, when you were a kid, I tied your laces and then you fell and then you said this thing to me. No, but it's like, no, we actually hurt each other on deep ways that no one else in the entire galaxy and the entire universe would understand. I think it's interesting how they continue to build off that, and I'm very curious to see if that will continue to be the case, but I've got to imagine that it will to some level. Now, I will say that I know that she's Bajoran, because I know Bajoran's from Deep Space Nine. I know about the whole ear thing, and that's like a religious, you know, thing for her. So it was, you know, I like Picard's line about, was that just another institution that you turned your back? It was interesting as he's like constantly kind of calling her into question with everything she's doing, which, by the way, no, like, you see, like, no, she's hardcore Starfleet now. She's fighting for Starfleet. She died for Starfleet on this. Also, she's taken the the symbol of her religion and using that as a means to combat the evil that's trying to, you know, we don't actually know what they're up to actually at this point. So looking forward to seeing how that continues to progress. We don't know what's going on with Jack. There's somebody who's calling out to him. We don't know who that is. We don't know if Jack is a secret changeling. I really hope he's not. That's probably the biggest thing that I'm nervous about this season or this series, is that they're going to take Jack and then turn him into a changeling. And that is, I don't like that at all. I like this idea. I like the son of Picard. I like this Jack Crusher. I think he's a cool character. I think it's the kind of character that works really well in a modern Star Trek, again, from a filthy casual standpoint, and would really like to see him grow and go. I mean, like, I think there's a lot of characters that are established in the season that don't need a Jean-Luc and don't need a Riker and don't need a Beverly and don't need a Worf. And like all of these established characters, which are great to see and great to kind of see them have this swan song of a season, of a series, I think that they've done such a good job of establishing these side characters that there could be a pretty epic spinoff here. So I'm just hoping he's not a changeling. That's what I hope. But I don't know. I'm nervous. I don't know what's going on. He's Jason Bourne. Okay. He's Star Trek's Jason Bourne right now. That's what he is. But that's going to do it for my thoughts on this episode. I put it out late because I've seen the online reaction to a lot of this. And I was like, okay, well, I realize this is a big spoilery thing, is that this is a very important character to a lot of people. And while I still don't really fully know, because again, I don't even think I've seen an episode of TNG with her on, to be honest. I remember Wesley, and as I understand it, she came on to replace Wesley. This, again, just to show you how terrible I am, I didn't even realize that Wesley left the show. I thought he was just always on it in TNG. So yeah, that's me. That's what I'm about. Anyway, I want to tell you about something that we're doing right now. Doing a giveaway. I'm giving away a t-shirt. It's a Podastery t-shirt. Of course, this show is produced by Podastery Studios. And I've got some Podastery baseball shirts that I am going to be giving away to, a random lucky person. Here's all you have to do. I am trying to, just get some Instagram action going on. So if you head over to Instagram and follow Incognito, that's Incognito, think incognito, but then it's a B-E-A-U for Bo. You know what? I got the link in the description. Just click that. Follow me there and just send me a direct message with your t-shirt size. And I will pick one lucky person over the next week. And send them a Podastery baseball shirt. So if you would like that to be you, that's what you got to do. Now, this is only for those living in the United States. I should mention that as well, as shipping can get expensive otherwise. Head over to tvtalk.fm to leave us some wonderful reviews. And that is going to do it for me. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.